The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. And good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and for the next hour, lots of information you can use to support your good health. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Janet. It's a pleasure to be here with you after a beautiful weekend. I have occasion to be able to celebrate two children's third birthday, grandchildren, yesterday.
Special birthday.
And it was most interesting, most exciting. And you can't believe how thrilled they were to receive some of those toys they got from the 30 smart people that were there.
Okay.
Helping my stepson Adam celebrate the birthday of Reagan and Ryan. So it was a great day, great weekend. And I just wanted to make mention that this radio show, over the course of the time that we're going to be on for many years, we're going to be able to
I love that optimism. Many years. I'm ready for it.
I think it's a great way to let people know how they can improve their health. And the purpose of me saying that is because we're going to have, as guests on our show, many different people who may not be in the health field. They may be in other fields that can contribute to good health. And I think through life, we experience many friends, many acquaintances in different businesses. And I think the purpose of discussing these different businesses is to make people aware that there may be alternatives to finding ways to help stress levels, finding ways to help improve living conditions, finding ways to help improve your overall health with Janet's help, plus other people that you may hear on the radio during the course of time. So I want our listeners to keep an open mind to some of the varied types of shows we're going to have. It's not all about nutrition, and it's not all about supplements. It's all about life. And life has many intriguing channels and paths that you have to follow to be able to achieve the happiness that you would like out of life. So I'd like people that are listening to the show right now to keep that in mind. And as you and I emailed each other, what I wanted to do is start the topic of today's show with prostate health.
Okay.
And I know it's directed toward men. However, I think we have more women that listen to the show that can help their husbands, their uncles, their grandfathers, their boyfriends, and anybody else in the family that's a male partner or a part of their life. They can shed some light on how the men in their lives can improve prostate health or improve their overall health by maintaining good prostate health, because people that have prostate issues do not have a positive attitude. They have too many obstacles in the way. And I know we're going to be discussing some of those obstacles that people go through if they choose certain paths. Sometimes the wait-and-see attitude is more beneficial than doing a surgical procedure. But again, those are some of the things that we're going to be going through. I also want to make mention that today we have the Save-A-Lot sign being hung.
Yay!
So that's going to encompass people being able to visually see the location from two different areas. One, if you're coming down State Road 7, you'll be able to see it. And two, if you're coming down 31st Avenue or Coral Way, you'll be able to see it. So it'll make it a lot easier if people that want to come and see you when you're there until we open, and or that want to come and see me when we start to give away T-shirts.
Yay.
For those
okay.
people that are interested in wearing one of our Save-A-Lot T-shirts, which has a very unique emblem or logo on the particular shirt. So I just want to make our listeners aware of that. But let's go into the topic of prostate health and see what we can develop for people to understand. We also should mention that the studio has experienced some technical difficulties with phone lines. So people, if you have a problem that you want to call in about with the prostate, unfortunately, you will not be able to do that because the phone lines are down. If they come up by the end of the show, we'll certainly let you know. But I do want to give out my email address that'll come directly to the computer I'm at, and then people can listen to the response that Janet and I will have after you sent me an email. And my email address is al667@bellsouth.net. That's al667@bellsouth.net. And as soon as I receive anyone, I will certainly put it on the air with Janet so we can respond to it. But in the meantime, let's get into the topic, Janet. So where does it start, really?
Wow. It starts with the unfortunate diet that most Americans are exposed to. So I don't think it's going too far out on a limb to say, oh my goodness, the food I've been eating has been poisoning me from the point of view of how well my immune system's going to work, poisoning me from the viewpoint of how it disturbs my hormone balance, and poisoning me from a digestive perspective that the toxins tend to accumulate, and you can go for years and years without any kind of symptom. And unfortunately, at a certain point, that toxic accumulation reaches a point where finally it causes one or more than one system to shut down, literally no longer function properly, no longer function in a way that is supportive of your activities, supportive of your good health. And how am I saying we're being poisoned? Toxic fats, trans fatty acids, poor quality fats, fats from fried food, fats that are put into certain prepared foods as emulsifiers, that fatty debris becomes oxidized in the absence of beneficial antioxidant nutrients, which if you're not taking an antioxidant supporting supplement, you're most likely deficient in those antioxidant nutrients, those nutrients that are going to neutralize free radicals. So that free radical damage to the fats accumulate. Where do they accumulate? In the prostate. What happens? The prostate swells. The prostate no longer is able to function in a normal way. And unfortunately, it interferes with interferes with urinary health. Consequently, there are problems such as frequent urination, difficult urination, frequent nighttime urination. So when that occurs, it's unpleasant, but it is symptomatic of more negative changes going on.
So at that particular point, I think most men would probably go see a urologist, and the urologist would say, well, they'd probably give them the digital rectal exam, number one, and then the urologist may come back and say, we have to do a biopsy to see what's causing the issue. Now, what's your feelings about having biopsies done?
Run screaming from that urologist's office. Get out as quickly as you can. If you decide that the urologist has made a good enough case that, yes, you should consider a biopsy, well, what you would do then is go home and do some research. Speak to some men who have had biopsies. Do a little research on the internet and understand that the latest technique is a stereoscopic biopsy. So stereoscopic in that there are technologies that go around the entire prostate and 12 different samples of prostate tissue are gathered. And you say, okay, well, a biopsy is just a tiny little bit, a couple of cells. Well, maybe not as simple as that, and possibly dependent on the finesse of the individual actually doing the biopsy. So there are a lot of negatives that are left over after having 12 tissue samples removed from your prostate.
So that particular test is done mechanically. Or technology, technologically speaking, it's not done by a hand and a needle.
Many years ago, it was a hand and one single tissue sample. And then they decided that, that particular area of the prostate does not have any malignant cells, but we're not sure about 180 degrees from that tissue sample site. Maybe there's cancer there. We need to examine the entire prostate.
Okay. So that's done with a hand, a doctor's hand. Urologist hand?
Okay. I have to say that I don't necessarily know exactly a description of the technology, but it is not, it is mechanical, so to speak. So the doctor guides this gathering device to the prostate, positions it so that it is all around the surface of the prostate, then gathers the tissue mechanically and removes it. And a very unpleasant procedure.
All right, so either way, it's still an unpleasant procedure, no matter how you slice it. So the important thing is that, well, okay. I see we're coming up on an intermission, so why don't we do this? Let's go to an intermission, then we can finish our discussion.
Okay, sounds like a plan. To our listeners, you're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman. And today we're talking about prostate.
Well, the issue about using something, technologically speaking, to surround the prostate to see what is there. Let's assume the doctor who's doing this procedure comes back to the patient and says, I see something suspicious. That would be one scenario.
The pathology report. They would send those 12 tissue samples to a pathology lab, and the path report would come back and tell you an in-depth description of the different cells found in those tissue samples.
And they would make a conclusion as to what they think it would be. So we can take two scenarios. One is they claiming that there is prostate cells they see. The other scenario is no prostate cells with just cancerous inflammation.
You're saying cancerous cells? Or?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So those are the two scenarios that could take place. That either there is cancer cells.
Okay. Free of cancer cells, normal prostate tissue cells, malignant prostate tissue cells, or pre-malignant or suspicious changes in prostate tissue cells.
Well, that would have been based upon it was done prior, if they had one prior, to see if they were suspicious, or how does someone determine it's suspicious?
Okay, the size and shape and the general configuration of the cells so that they are beginning to change. They don't look like normal cells, but they are not yet malignant cells.
Okay. All right, so based upon, let's take the two different ways people can, or the men can judge what they want to do. If someone has been diagnosed that way with cancer, what would you recommend as a nutritionist that they do along those lines to help them either overcome the conclusion that they have cancer and eliminate it from the body, or wait and see?
Okay, so the urologist covers the pathology report with his patient and says, we have found malignant cells in your pathology report. Okay, so the gentleman listens to his physician and then comes for an alternative perspective. So what would I say? First of all, address diet. You might do certain types of cleanses. Cleanses, and I'm thinking about things that would move fatty debris out of your liver and ultimately cleanse the body so that the free radical damaged fats are not necessarily going to be continuing to accumulate in the prostate. After that, I would tell them no beer, because any kind of beer. Beer happens to be one of the points that over the years of research with regard to prostate issues, prostate enlargement and inflammation, the beer drinkers seem to have more prostate issues than non-beer drinkers. Okay, the next thing, test your hormones, because many times what the urologist might suggest doing would be to use a testosterone-suppressing medication. And the testosterone-suppressing medications, when it's presented to you it's testosterone that's causing problems and proliferation of abnormal cells in the prostate, we need to remove testosterone from your body. And the side effects associated with that are unpleasant. So my suggestion is you want to do a very complete hormone profile. So what would you test? You test your thyroid. Why would you test your thyroid? Because your thyroid is responsible for removing excess estrogen from your body. And consequently, if your thyroid is working badly or minimally, then you may have an accumulation of estrogen. And that might sound odd that estrogen accumulation could be a contributing factor to prostate issues, but it is. And there are three different types of estrogen to test. estradiol, estriol, and estrone. And you want to make sure that the estrone is low, very in the low normal range for men. And, of course, the estrogen levels for men are going to be overall much lower than for women.
Now, so you mentioned four hormones, testosterone and the three estrogen hormones. And based upon the results of that blood work, would they be prescribed just a Lupron or something similar to reduce testosterone levels? Or would they be given something that would reduce estrogen levels as well as testosterone levels?
Well, mainstream medical community tends to focus mostly on testosterone with regard to prostate issues. And unfortunately, most times the estrogen levels are not tested. So it's important to understand that you need to test testosterone and the three forms of estrogen and the thyroid hormones, TSH, T3, T4. Very important to get a complete profile. You might even test DHEA. So there are so many different tests needing to be done with regard to understanding exactly what the hormone status is.
All right, so based upon them being given a prescription for whatever pharmaceutical the urologist feels is necessary to balance the hormones or reduce the testosterone, the man goes on and goes through this procedure of administering to his body these different pharmaceuticals. What would you say would be the length of time to determine whether or not they're working? In other words, how often should it be retested? Every 3 months, every 6 months?
I would do probably 6 to 8 weeks after the initial introduction of hormone therapy, because you want to see that you're moving in the right direction. And I think even waiting 3 months might be a little too long, because you may not be achieving any progress along that path that is, you know, toward reducing the size of the prostate and reducing inflammation of the prostate.
So if there is no improvement after, let's say, the 8 week period, the urologist and the patient are going to determine what to do next. And what would be the next step or next set of actions that could be taken to deal with the high hormone levels of the negative response to the body with the testosterone and the estrone?
Wow. I don't necessarily know what the doctor is going to suggest. I'm supposing that it's possible the doctor would recommend some sort of invasive procedure. It could be implantation of a radioactive pellet in the prostate. It possibly could be a resection of the prostate. It could be prostate removal. There are a number of mainstream medical approaches, and I'm not necessarily familiar with what the step-by-step approach would be from a mainstream practitioner.
All right. So let's assume the doctor and the patient agree prostate removal would be the course of action that is recommended, because it removes the source of the cancer. And what would you say would be the scenario or the side effects of prostate removal at that point?
Going down that discussion path, one of the things that I think is important to establish is the age of the patient. In late 40s to mid 50s, actually, late 40s to the age of 60, if the patient is in that age category, I think that that patient needs to gather as much information from as many different sources as possible, because in that age patient, there are hormonal changes that could contribute to a metastatic issue. If the patient is older, I'm going to say 65 and on, then the necessity for doing something intense, an invasive procedure, that necessity would be very much reduced because, as you mentioned in the start of this discussion, a wait and see approach.
Okay, so unfortunately, the person that I'm speaking about now chose to go with the removal of the prostate and decided to go on radiation. So based upon...
Okay, I have a question because we're talking about a specific person.
73 years old.
Okay. Had that person found any metastatic lesions, any other sites around the body for cancer cells, or it was simply focused only on the prostate?
I can't answer that question, Janet, but let's assume we could discuss either scenario.
Okay.
And let's assume there were no other lesions or no other avenues that the doctor found that contained cancer cells.
Okay. So what would I do then? 73-year-old gentleman, and the biopsy showed that there were malignant cells in the prostate, and that
they removed the prostate.
Well, okay. Well, what we're going to do is wait for the rest of the answer until after this break. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
So to all of our listeners, stay tuned for the rest of my answer. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, and we're discussing prostate. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida. 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we're talking about a 73-year-old gentleman with malignant cells found in a prostate biopsy and his progression. Okay, if I had been talking to him, I would have had him test his estrogen. I would have had him test his vitamin D levels because for a person dealing with a hormonally driven cancer, vitamin D levels are critical importance. And so you would want a vitamin D level for sure above 80, possibly as high as 100. And I wouldn't necessarily take a 50,000 IU vitamin D once a week, because many times that's vitamin D2 and it doesn't work efficiently or beneficially in your body to raise vitamin D levels to an optimum point. Okay, so check the vitamin D levels and the whole estrogen profile. And what you may very well find is that the estrogen level is too high and the testosterone level is not properly balanced. In a man, you need testosterone levels at a specific ratio higher than the estrogen levels, and the estrone is the form of estrogen that is most likely associated with malignant changes. So a 73-year-old man, I would have worked with a nutrition perspective, and there are a lot of scientific studies, published studies, that show the efficiency of supporting prostate health simply through cleansing diet, getting rid of free radical damaged fats, as well as enhancing the beneficial nutrients, the anti-cancer nutrients. And one of the stories that comes to mind is Linus Pauling. And people say, well, he died of prostate cancer. He died of cancer, but he died at the age of 93, probably a good 20 years beyond, 20, 30 years beyond the time when many men are diagnosed with prostate issues. So high antioxidant intake. In the case of Linus Pauling, it was 25,000 milligrams of vitamin C. But for all of us, okay, some vitamin C for sure. A dose of vitamin D that would be particularly supportive to get to the level 80 to 100 in your serum vitamin D level. You would want to use an estrogen suppressor. And there are two very easily accessible estrogen suppressors. One is DIM, and there's a there are two companies that come to mind, Solaray and Nature's Way. They both have a DIM formula that is specific at reducing estrogen, and there are specific instructions on the labels on how to go about using it, both for men and women. And then IP6 would be another substance that would be helpful at minimizing the proliferation of potentially damaging estrogen.
Those are very good points. And let's go on the basis now that the patient goes through the radiation and has the ability, not the ability, but the inability to maintain the proper levels of hormones, causing the body to go into hot flashes. And this is unusual for men to go through hot flashes. There are men that do it,
yeah,
but it's unusual.
It's probably more common than we know, because I think a lot of men are not necessarily going to be willing to discuss it because they think it's an issue just for women.
Oh, well, that's where you hear most of it is from women when they go through their changes. And women go through changes at different stages of life, so there's no one set amount of years that women can expect to go through this. And there are some women that never go through it. So you have a situation here in a man that it is unusual, although we don't hear too much about it that may happen. What would you recommend then to eliminate the hot flashes? You mentioned DIM as being one of the best items that men can take.
Estrogen suppressors.
I personally take 300 milligrams in the Jarrow formula. But again, you mentioned two other brands, which are excellent. And you mentioned the IP6, which I think is outstanding as well. Now, in the old days for women, and when I say the old days, I'm talking about years and years ago, there was an herb called Dong Quai that was recommended for women to take. Do you have any feelings or experience with men using Dong Quai to help reduce hot flashes?
I don't necessarily have experience with men using Dong Quai, but Dong Quai is a very venerated Chinese, in traditional Chinese medicine, venerated herb that is a hormone balancer. So it makes very good sense.
All right. So based upon the fact that the hot flashes occur 7 to 8 hours a day during waking hours, it's got to be very, very uncomfortable. I know how I would feel if I had to go through that, because I know my wife Paula has had her episodes of hot flashes, and they're not very pleasant.
Paula, thanks you for sharing.
They're very unpleasant.
Certainly.
So what, in addition to the DIM and the IP6 and possibly the Don Quai, that this individual can use to help minimize or eliminate the hot flashes?
Okay. At the beginning, I mentioned thyroid. Thyroid functions to process excess estrogen out of your body. And so enhancing thyroid function, and you can do that with the amino acid tyrosine. You can do that with an actual extract of thyroid glandular tissue. You can do that with potassium iodide. So some combination or a choice of one or more of those three items. The other thing that is a beautiful hormone balancer is Unique E. And Unique E, between 1 and 3 supplements, capsules a day of Unique E. And people ask me, well, I take vitamin E and I still have hot flashes. Well, you haven't taken Unique E. And Unique E, for one reason or another, is unique in its ability to balance hormones. And Unique E has a new formula that, for someone who has been found to have cancerous cells in the prostate, the Unique E with tocotrienols or Jarrow formulas family, those have the mixed tocopherols as well as the tocotrienols. The tocotrienols are going to be supportive of immune function, so malignant cells are less likely to proliferate freely, and the tocopherols are going to be very beneficial at hormone balancing. Let's see, the vitamin D, probably in the range of 10,000 IUs a day, but you want to monitor your vitamin D levels. That's important. There was one more that's gone out of my brain right now.
Well, let's go back to something you said earlier, which I thought made a lot of sense, and something I would do or still do, even though I don't have prostate cancer, but I do cleanse my body along with the seasons. So 4 times a year, I may go on a juice cleanse or a fiber cleanse for a couple of days to cleanse my body of what toxins have been built up over the course of several months. Is this something that you would recommend for this individual as well with the hot flashes?
Oh, a cleanse is definitely a high priority, because you want to cleanse those free radical damage fats that have accumulated in the prostate that contribute to an enlarged prostate. So cleansing the blood, very important.
Okay, you also had mentioned earlier in the discussion the importance of proper diet or eating the proper foods. Unfortunately, we are surrounded totally by fast food restaurants. There isn't a place you can go today to hide from the fast food craze that is all around us. And people, being creatures of habit, find it easier to go into a drive-in restaurant, either walk-in or drive-in, and say, I'm going to have something to eat because I'm hungry, without even giving consideration to what they're putting into their body. And if more people plan what they're going to eat based upon their schedule, I think your guidance in knowing that people are eating properly and the proper foods will play an important role. And would you venture to say that would apply in this situation as well?
Certainly, it would apply. So, number one, you would want to stay away from commercial dairy because the fat found in full-fat commercial dairy certainly would be compromised because of the antibiotic content. The antibiotic content disturbs your gut chemistry. When that gut chemistry is disturbed, the ability to process hormone imbalances out of the body, that process is compromised. Certainly, you'd want to include some things that are very high in zinc. And my recommendation for gentlemen is to use raw pumpkin seeds, because pumpkin seeds are, number one, high in zinc, number two, full of fiber, and full of the essential fatty acids that are beneficial with regard to balancing hormone levels. So staying away from full-fat commercial dairy. If you can access raw dairy products, so much the better. And the other area to avoid would be commercial beef and poultry. And beef, poultry, and pork. You want to go to organic sources of those animal proteins.
And, of course, you'd want to probably eat wild fish rather than conventional farm-raised fish. And then you're dealing with one major other topic, Jenna, which I know we've espoused for many, many years, and that's the area of sugar, which is another killer for the body, too much sugar. Then you're also dealing with the artificial ingredients in all processed foods and in some of what they may call natural foods, which are not really natural as we would examine them. Your best bet is to always look for organic foods if they're packaged rather than conventional packaged foods. But I think sugar is probably the most critical area. Would you say so?
Sugar is terribly important area to focus on. One of the aspects of alcohol is the conversion of those alcohols to sugar in your body, and ultimately that has a negative impact on prostate health.
So not only beer are you talking about, you're talking about all kinds of alcohol?
All kinds of alcohol, but beer seems to be the top priority to remove.
Well, then I'll give you a thought that we can leave our listening audience with is how do you explain then the beneficial aspects of the Mediterranean diet by drinking a glass of red wine or two glasses of red wine every day?
When we come back from this break, I will explain that. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we're talking about prostate. We'll be right back. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
We are back. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, And we are speaking about the topic of prostate health. And it's unfortunate if a man has prostate cancer and some of the challenges he's faced with in deciding what to do if he's diagnosed with prostate cancer. Before we get back to the subject, I just want to let us know that the store Save-A-Lot is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. And if you're going south on State Road 7 from Sample Road, whether you're coming from the east or the west, it would be on the right-hand side. And it just so happens today, the signs are being installed, so you should have no trouble looking up and seeing Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center posted right on the building where we are located. Tomorrow, we expect to have our Comcast system in, which means that we will have phone service and internet service there, and we'll be able to give out the phone number for you to call at the store, which will enable you to speak to either me or Janet when we are there. There will also be the permanent number that you can look for in the future, as well as a fax number and the ability to get into the internet to look at our website in a whole easy manner and see that we do broadcast live these shows in an archive form on the internet. And it's very, very easy to get to if you have a internet connection, whether it be on your phone or whether it be on your laptop or iPad or wherever you normally would work from. What I want to do is I want to give you the address that you can look up now and review any shows that you may have missed or any shows that you would like to hear again, because a lot of information is hard to absorb if you're only doing it for a short period of time. And I think an hour is definitely a short period of time. And if you don't use a pen and pencil, or a pencil and a piece of paper, or a pad and a piece of paper, it may be difficult for you to follow it. So all you have to do is go to www.sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. I'm going to repeat that nice and slow so you can write this down. It's www.sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. And the lot and nutrition centers is all one word, and then you put in .com. If anybody has any difficulty, you can please email me, and I'll be more than happy to send you the link. And my email address is al, that's A-L, 667 at bellsouth.net. In the very near future, you'll be able to use my Save-A-Lot Nutrition email address, which you can still use if you want. It's al at savealotnutritioncenters.com. But I know the 667 will get to me just a little bit quicker than the other one. So continuing our conversation, Janet, if somebody went through all the procedures, they had their prostate removed, they now have the hot flashes that they're experiencing, they're changing their diet, they're going through a cleansing program, not only, well, they may go through it more frequently if they have prostate cancer, rather than doing it only seasonally. And then they may decide to cleanse one day a week rather than waiting for seasonal cleansing to take place.
One of the recommendations is one day a week and the first 3 days of every month.
All right. Is there any particular cleansing product that comes to mind in your line of thinking that you have used over the years?
Okay, I am not so much a fan of the different products. what I suggest is juice cleansing. And unfortunately, I see plenty of people who are using kale, spinach, as a regular ingredient in their vegetable juices that they're making for themselves in the morning. And kale and spinach are going to kale, spinach, and broccoli, cabbage. Those things are going to suppress thyroid function, which over an extended period of time will unfortunately create thyroid insufficiency. So one of the things that I think is important is a diet that is organic. And by choosing an organic diet, you're going to eliminate the exposure to glyphosate. Glyphosate is the pesticide used in Roundup herbicide and pesticide applications to different crops. That glyphosate chemical has an hormonal impact, and you want to get away from glyphosate. We talk about the effect of glyphosate on infertility. Well, in a broader sense, it has an impact on hormone levels. So you really do want to get away from glyphosate. You want to get away from any commercial animal products that are contaminated with antibiotics, because in a certain way, they are going to interfere with how your body processes excess levels of hormones out of your body.
How important is it to include many fruits and vegetables in a program when you're trying to cleanse?
Crucially important, and I would tell people you want to focus primarily on vegetables. Vegetables of all different types. It doesn't mean that you have to eliminate spinach, kale, cabbage, and such, but you should not rely on those as the base of your vegetable juice on a regular basis. You mentioned just before, Al, that the gentleman that we're speaking about had radiation therapy. Very important for people to understand that those who have been undergoing or have undergone radiation therapies, it's very important to support your antioxidant status, because the radiation doesn't only, it's focused on malignant cells, but other healthy cells are also exposed to this radiation. So it's very important that you support healthy cells with antioxidant levels of quality substances that are going to be protective of your healthy cells.
All right. With all the information we've shared today about the prostate, we're dealing with men with prostate issues. And that's not prostrate, it's prostate.
Right.
So we want to get that straight. Would you venture to say that women who are going through hot flashes would probably follow some similar regimen?
For sure. And one of the things that I tell women who are experiencing hot flashes is the importance of maintaining a proper estrogen progesterone ratio. And for years, I have recommended certain types of herbal sourced pharmaceutical grade progesterone cream. So I have a whole protocol of recommendations for women dealing with hormone issues that we know are there because of the hot flashes. Hot flashes, insomnia, anxiety, a whole host of issues. And this happens for both men and women when their hormones are out of range.
Well, I know that over the years, Solaray, a nutraceutical company, have developed a line of creams, progesterone creams, that are bioidentical to the human body. And the man who had developed them for a company LifeFlow, which is the brand name that's been introduced and marketed by Solaray. His name is John Rose, a man who has a great deal of years' experience in the field of bioidentical hormones. He has since come out with his own line, which we will have at the Save a Lot store. But again, that won't be until sometime around the middle of November. But we do encourage people, if they shop their health food stores, to request the line of product by John Rose that uses bioidentical hormones to prevent hot flashes, not only in women, but in men as well. So all the information you've heard today can be reheard again on the website that we have, www.save-a, and that's SAV-A-LotNutritionCenters.com. And all the broadcasts are listed there by date. And Janet has taken the time to put next to each date what the show is really about. And there may be varied topics during any one show. And Janet, I know on Friday we have a very, very special guest, one of my sons-in-law.
Oh, fabulous.
Kobe Reback will be with us on Friday talking about some points of interest that I think may interest a lot of people listening to the show.
Awesome. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.